When he's not creating websites for clients, Zach Young is sometimes hunkered down in a second-floor bedroom of his Glen Allen home, surrounded by a collection of more than 700 records, composing beats, elements for local hip-hop artists like rap.
This isn't done. We're still working on it, but...
A love of music was something Zach shared with his father.
When my dad would take me shopping for CDs, I would always come to him with a handful of CDs, and I'd say, I'm not sure which ones to get, and he'd say, well, we could just get them all. You know, I was buying rap CDs and tapes. He didn't really connect with that music, but he saw in me that same passion for music that he had. I mean, he was really into jazz. He was really into classic rock. And he would eventually give me all his records. And I spent years exploring that. I still have records upstairs of his that I haven't gotten to.
His grandfather, Paul Young, also loved music and had a nightclub in D.C. called the Romney Room.
We're talking about the 1940s in Washington, D.C. I guess at that time it would have been sort of like loungy and jazzy and that type of scene. The most well-known act was Nat King Cole.
These were still segregated times in Washington. White nightclubs didn't usually hire black artists, but Paul Young did. And Zach's grandpa claimed he and Cole were close.
When my dad was born, that would have been 1941, Nat King Cole was playing at my grandfather's club and recorded a song for him to celebrate my dad's birth.
His father would actually sing the song, but Zach was skeptical, and it never occurred to him that the tune was recorded.
I mean, we live in an era where you can record stuff on your computer or your phone. You know, obviously before that we had cassette tapes and everything else, but back in those days there was no way to easily record music.
But as he combed through his father's record collection, he came across an old single recorded at 78 revolutions per minute. He didn't have a stereo that could play it, so he sent the recording to a studio that converted it to a digital file.
And it was maybe a week later, they emailed me, and as soon as I played the file, it was the song that my father had been singing verbatim.
Still unsure if this really was a Nat King Cole song, never formally released, he tracked down an expert, Jordan Taylor, who coincidentally lived in Richmond.
I said to him, I think I have a one-off Nat King Cole record that no one's ever heard before. And he's obviously like, okay, sure, you know, what makes you think that? And I told him the backstory. And he's like, well, let me do a little research. And he got back to me quickly and he was like, you know what? I looked at the historical records and he actually did play in DC at that time. So I sent him a snippet of the recording and he said, it's the real deal.
Paul Young is the father of a 7-pound baby boy. He's so glad about it. He's jumping up and down for joy. That's the reason why the mama is so good jumping.
Of course, Zach Young shared the news with his 13-year-old son, Max, who plays clarinet and saxophone.
I'm turning older now, so I'm kind of interested more in my family, and I think that's really cool.
The story inspired a trip to his grandfather's grave and a long chat with his grandmother. Jordan Taylor eventually arranged for the song to be released, and now Zach Young is sharing his own piece of family history with you. I'm Sandy Houseman.